This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Hello and welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage, Drury Brothers Roofing, and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and owner and realtor at Mia Bella Properties. I hope you're having a fantastic weekend. You know, we're continuing our 2 months of us giving back to the public and to nonprofits. So as you know, our show is typically about real estate and the businesses that support real estate. But November and December are our months to give back to society, so to say. And we have nonprofits on our show to talk about what their goals are, how they service the people of Colorado Springs. And we have some really unique nonprofits come on board. Some you've heard of, some you haven't. But I just really want to encourage you to research these nonprofits. And, you know, as I've said before, I have had every year I have phone calls from people that tell me, you know, Debbie, I only have $20 to give. Which one should I give to? And I say, hey, why don't you split them up? No amount is too small. No amount is too large. But just remember, there is a great need. So when you hear us talk to these nonprofits, just be sure and remember that. Okay, there's still a great need out there. So today I want to introduce you to Cindy Johnson. She is the development director at the Springs Rescue Mission. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you, Debbie. It's wonderful to be here.
Thanks. So I think a lot of people have heard about the Springs Rescue Mission.
Yeah.
Well, if they haven't,
yeah,
please tell us, where did it start? When did it start and why?
Well, Springs Rescue Mission actually started about 21 years ago. A lot of people think we've only been around for maybe 5 or 6, but it started in the basement of a couple who went to Karis Bible College, and they just really felt like they needed to provide sandwiches to people that were on the streets and out in the parks. And so they would make sandwiches from their home and go out and give them. And then as they got to know more and more people helping them with food, they found about 5 or 6 guys that were really struggling with substance abuse. And so they brought them into their home and took care of them, helped them recover from that substance abuse. And so really from humble beginnings, Springs Rescue Mission started. So it really started as a recovery addiction program and has grown into now, not just 5 men do we go through a recovery addiction program, but we have 40 men that are housed on our campus for a whole year that go through a recovery addiction program. And they've got about a 29% success rate of staying sober after that, which is 5% more than the national average. So that's a good thing. And we just really want to come alongside them. But since that time, Springs Rescue Mission started, we've also started giving out clothing, giving out food, and then, you know, a soup kitchen and now a shelter. So it's really only been for the last 5 years that we have been a shelter. And we started out, again, just very small, 32 men and women that we sheltered only for winter. And now it's grown in the last 2 years, really, to shelter 400 people.
How many?
400.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it men, only men?
No, it's men and women. But about a third of those that stay with us are women. It's much harder for women to make that decision to be homeless because most of them are leaving, running away from domestic violence.
Sure.
And that's who we see. So I would say about 85% of the women that shelter with us year-round have faced some type of domestic violence. And so we're not a safe house, but we're a safe harbor. And we want them to know that we care about them. They can stay with us. They can get food. We can help them find a job to get back on their feet and not be in that abusive situation.
What's the longest person can stay with you?
You know, we don't have any limits, Debbie, because we take people right where they're at.
Okay.
If they're high or inebriated and they want to come and just get food and shelter from us, some of the people that we've seen have stayed on our campus for 3 years before the light bulb goes on and they turn to us and meet with one of our caseworkers and say, I need help. I want to get out of my situation. I need to get sober. I need to find a job and I need to...
Enough is enough.
Get a house. Yeah. Enough is enough. And they probably have seen some of their friends that have been in the shelter die from an overdose.
Sure.
And they realize, I'm going to be in that same predicament myself if I don't get help.
You know, it's so common. And I think the vast majority of the public don't realize it, how common it is.
Yeah. And, you know, I know some people in the public will think, oh, are we enabling people to stay there? But I'd rather them be on our campus than down by the creek.
There you go.
And not have a glimmer of hope.
Right. And these could be the same people that complain about homeless people also. And here you guys are trying to do something about it.
Yeah. We are. We really want to pull together as a community to try and transform lives of the people that we see on our campus.
You know, the old adage, most people are one paycheck away from being homeless. Yeah. I have to tell you, all the 15 years I worked with the homeless, I didn't know one person that wanted to be homeless. It was just situations that happened. Percentage of them, you know, do have addiction issues. Absolutely.
Right.
And a lot of them end up having addiction issues because they are homeless.
Right.
Trying to escape from the pain and sorrow of being homeless.
Exactly. From what I have seen in the last 2 years that I have worked at Springs Rescue Mission is that it takes maybe one life circumstance of loss. Loss of job, loss of a family member, loss of a child.
Oh, yeah.
That all of a sudden, like you said, Debbie, they're in pain. And to mask that pain, take that pain away, you start turning to drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
We all have something that we turn to in that time of pain.
Sure.
And so we want to help people know that there's other ways that they can handle that pain and get them the right help that they need to get back on their feet.
What's your budget, Cindy?
Yeah, well, our budget right now, just general operating costs, is $6.2 million a year. With having to serve and shelter 400 people a day, and then...
It's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. But also, we have 800 families that we give out clothing and food to every month. And then also with the 40 men that stay on our campus at our shelter for the substance abuse recovery, you know, all that, it costs.
It costs money, sure.
It does. Yeah. And we...
Just utilities alone.
Yeah.
Especially in my house.
And, you know, for those of us that work there, we're very thankful to work there. We want to be there because we care about people. But I would say for the most part, most of us have left more lucrative jobs. We're not there for the money.
No.
So yeah.
Right. When you work for nonprofit, you don't go there to get rich.
No.
Trust me on that one. There was plenty of months actually that I never even got a paycheck.
That's right. That's right.
And we're there to help. And that's what you guys are doing. You are there to help.
But we also have a capital campaign that we're running right now.
Oh, tell us about that.
That is so we just got through building a new men's shelter, what we call a resource center where people could come and meet with a counselor. Our next step is to build a bigger kitchen and a bigger dining hall. Right now, our dining hall can only seat 65 people at a time. Well, we're feeding over 600 meals a day. So do the math.
So that's a lot of people in line, right?
Exactly. And that's what's hard. It's very hard to see. It just breaks our hearts. Every time we drive by 5 o'clock to leave from work, you see a long line of people standing out. And some of them start standing out there at 2:30 in the day, and we don't open until 4. Yeah, they're standing out in severe cold weather or hail or whatever it might be. And we don't want that. We want them to be able to come in and eat and then get into the shelter. So our next dining hall will seat 200, and we'll have a bigger kitchen and a classroom setting because we also have a culinary arts program for the men that are going through our recovery addiction program.
That's cool.
So they can learn how to be a sous chef or line chef. So it's a great opportunity. So we're hoping to break ground. We will break ground in January because we've raised about half of what we need. We need $4 million. We've raised half of that, but we still have a ways to go. And we're just, you know, very hopeful that the money will come in.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that the listeners are actually listening to this and understanding the need and what your goals are. And then hopefully you can raise that money. So you say that you work a lot with women that are running from abuse. You don't take in families, though, right? Families do not sleep there.
We don't, because the industry calls us a low barrier shelter.
Explain what that means.
Yeah, what that means is we call it come as you are. Whether you're high or inebriated, if you have pets, we just want you to come out because we want you to be safe, dry, and warm. And so because we're low barrier, because we're come as you are, it's not as safe for kids.
Low barrier versus
high barrier.
Meaning?
So meaning that you have to have a form of ID. You can't be high or inebriated. You have to be sober and no.
You can't have kids around that.
No kind of records. You can't have kids around that.
Of course not. That makes sense.
So no kids for shelter. But we do have kids that will come with their parents and get a meal from us, whether it's breakfast or dinner. So, and then also, as I mentioned before, if mom and dad come to our place and need to get groceries twice a month or clothing for their kids, you know, if they're having to make that call of, well, our son needs to go in for dentistry, but we can't afford that because sure. we're paying to get food on the table. We don't want them to have to make that tough decision so we can provide food and, like I said, clothing to families. So that's how we help the whole family.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a short break and hear from our great sponsors. We come back, Cindy and I, we're going to continue our discussion regarding the Springs Rescue Mission and how you can help. If you have any questions, give me a call, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn. This year has proven to be a real threat when it comes to hail damage. Insurance companies paid out thousands in our area, but with the hail damage came roofing companies from out of area. It truly is frustrating to see how many people were taken advantage of. If you haven't had your roof inspected, do it now. I trust Drury Brothers Roofing with 34 years experience and over 20,000 happy customers. Let them inspect your roof for free. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994.
Hi, I'm Michelle Tomberlin. You don't know me, but you may be just like me. I sold my home last year, and yes, I did my research before I chose my realtor. I chose Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties. Deborah does exactly what she says she will do. List your home for a flat listing fee and save thousands. At Mia Bella Properties, their marketing plan includes a massive web presence, and she advertises it right here on KRDO. I also bought a home using Deborah as my buyer's agent, and she made sure that I received a one-year home warranty free. Using Deborah as my listing agent and my buyer's agent, I knew I was in great hands and could count on her to negotiate a great price for my home. I am a homeowner that wanted the best without having to pay an arm and a leg to sell my home and to find the perfect home for me and my family. Before you hire a realtor, give Deborah Elliott Schultz a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. You deserve the best.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and I have Cindy Johnson. She is a development director with the Springs Rescue Mission. We've been discussing their needs and how many people they serve. You serve a lot of people.
We sure do.
400?
400 a night.
Right.
For shelter, yeah. But more than that for food. 600 right. a day. So,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you have a lot of volunteers?
We have a lot of volunteers. And WS, you know, one of the things that we do need are more volunteers. I think we have about 1,300 volunteers at the time, but we sure need more, especially when we build our new kitchen. We'll definitely need a lot more people to serve. And then again, just more people to work in our shelters. So we love our volunteers. We have some of the best volunteers. And I'm sure every nonprofit in Colorado Springs says that because we do have a lot of people that want to give of their time, which is great. But we can always use more.
You know, that's one thing that really does surprise me, and it pleasantly surprises me, is that all the nonprofits, I do have them on my show, they all talk about how they've got a lot of volunteers.
Yeah.
And they're just so blessed about that. I'm like, that's fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's good. And that, of course, then you're not paying somebody to do the job
because right.
you can't afford it.
That's right.
So you have any needs for Christmas? I mean,
yeah.
Christmas is almost here.
Right.
So what are your needs? Do you have any plans for the people that you serve?
We've got a couple things coming up, Debbie, for Christmas. One is our Christmas outreach that we do every year on December 24th. It will be at the City Auditorium from 11 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's just a great time for anyone and everyone. You don't need to be in need or homeless to come and join us. We want to serve everyone and anyone. Just a time to celebrate Christmas and serve
is
those
it a
that
meal?
Are in need.
Is that what it
it's
is?
A meal.
It's a meal?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Hot turkey meal with all the fixings to go
okay.
with it. Christmas caroling and fun stuff for the kids to do, some craft things. So yeah, it's a great, great opportunity to come on down. And we always need volunteers for that. December 1st, which is today, people can start signing up through our website if they
oh, okay.
want to do that.
What is your website?
It's springsrescuemission.org. We love being able to do this for the community and love for people to volunteer. We always need winter clothing this time of the year. Thermal underwear is a big need, and socks. So those are some of the material things that we need. And then, of course, year-end giving. IndieGives is going on right now, which we're a part of, and we really appreciate people getting involved in that and their giving. The end of the year is where we need to get like 25% of our budget in so that it will sustain us throughout the year. Like you said earlier, Debbie, nothing's too little and nothing's too big. We will appreciate everything that we get.
And you're right. I mean, this is the time of the year where you raise most of the money that you're going to need for the next year until this time again next year.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's just really, really important.
Well, and you know, everyone calls this the season of giving. And I mean, all year round we should give. But you know, when you think about the season, just everything that we have, we're pretty blessed. We've got quite a bit, some more than others. And so I think it's just a great opportunity for goodwill, for people to bless other people with, whether it's material goods or financial goods that they can provide for us. Mm-hmm. And that would really help us.
And food donations?
Oh, absolutely. Always non-perishables, which is great.
Okay.
So any kind of canned goods, dry goods, anything like that would really be a wonderful help to us.
So you store a lot of food in your kitchen?
Yeah, in fact, we just got a big warehouse. We moved into a new building for our warehouse, and we've got a lot more space that we can accumulate more of those types of goods, which is really helpful.
It is helpful. Yeah. You're going to be tripping all over food.
That's right.
You need it, right?
Yeah. Well, and just get it organized. It's helpful to see it all. So,
right.
Yeah.
So on your website, is there a place there that a person could give a monetary gift?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
They'll be on the top bar. It'll say donate, and they can just click on that, and it'll take them to a page where they can fill out the amount that they want to give. That would be great. We also have an opportunity for people to become monthly sponsors. And one of the nice thing about becoming a monthly sponsor for the actual giver is that they don't get as much mail from us, but also they get to feel like they're a part of a club, a community.
Right.
And so we have some special things that we like to do for our monthly givers. One thing that we are doing December 10th is a Christmas concert. We are the local host for the Sing Irish Christmas with the Gettys. Keith and Kristen Getty will be here from Ireland, and they're going to be doing a great performance of just Christmas songs and some Irish dancing, and it'll just be a great
that's
time.
Neat.
People want to come out and get their tickets. It's at the Pikes Peak Center on, again, December 10th, and it'll start at 7:30 in the evening.
Okay, so then go to Pikes Peak Center.
They sure can.
Their website, is that .com?
Yes, it is. Okay. And I know that they're doing some special Black Friday discounts of 30% off tickets this weekend. It'll continue throughout this weekend until the 10th.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, that'd be great. That's a great family event to go to.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And it's really, it gets you in a good Christmas mood, the right Christmas mood.
Sure.
So, yeah.
So, you know, as I've been talking to you, I think probably your greatest need is monetary donations so you all can build that kitchen so people are not freezing in this cold. I tell you, I get cold going from my building to my car.
Yeah, is that right? Yeah.
I mean, you know, a lot of times it's just misery. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
You know, and then you think about people that are standing in line or standing outside, whatever, they're homeless and they don't have the heavy wool jacket or wool coat that I have on. Yeah. And yet they're out there and, you know, they got great needs. And now is the time to step it up, folks. You know, if you get, you know, $5, $10, whatever it may be, think about it. You know, I have a great group of women that I talk to on a constant basis. And we've been talking about the word empathy. And
it's a good word.
I see a lot of times, you know, just recently, actually, it just seems like people don't remember. It's per chance that they're in a situation where they're comfortable. Okay.
Right.
Per chance.
Yeah.
Whereas other people haven't had that opportunity. And I think a lot of times we don't put ourselves in other people's shoes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think that people might only think of that during the holiday season and not on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And I think this is a great time to maybe step it up. You know, I have a very good friend. He told me that, you know, Debbie, and he says, you know, it seems like in my life that I've been a taker. I was raised in a family where my dad made decent money and I was able to go to school. And he says, it's per chance that he was born into that family where he was afforded that.
Right.
Okay. And he says, you know, I think it's it's time that I don't be a taker, I be a giver. So, and this
good
was like
him.
2 weeks ago, we had this conversation.
Wow.
And I said, so what's the plan? He goes, well, I'll be listening to your show every Saturday and I'll be taking notes.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm not going to mention his name, but I know you're listening to me. So you better be taking notes. I'll be checking your notes.
And come down for a tour to Springs Rescue
yeah,
Mission.
Yeah, and I think you actually offer that to a lot of people.
Yeah, I've met with people just like your friend, mm-hmm. and they come down for a tour of our campus, and they might tour several other nonprofits, and then they decide. And
right.
I think that's a wise thing to do.
And if you can't decide, just share it amongst all the organizations.
Yeah.
Because some people are torn. And that's okay.
Right.
You know, share the love.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Like I said, nothing is too small. Nothing is too great. It's going to be used in the best way possibly
right.
can be.
Yeah.
I don't know one local organization here in town where they are rich. I don't know one. They have to ask and really actually even plead at times
right.
for food to feed the people that they serve and funds to do what they need to do.
You know, when we give, giving back feels good. And not that we do it just for ourselves. We do it because we really want to help. But it
right.
does feel good.
It does feel good.
And it feels good to do something for someone else. And sometimes when we're going through our own stuff, just to get out of that, it really feels good to be involved in giving back. You know, what we're going through isn't as important anymore.
So we got to spread the love. Cindy, how
yeah.
can people reach you?
Well, they can reach me by going online on our website. And we have a general email box, a comment box. And if they want to leave a comment and put my name in that, that would be great. And
so springsrescuemission.org.
That's right, Debbie. Yeah.
Okay.
And they can always leave a comment for me there.
Okay. And
yeah.
so if a person's got like food they want to take, what address would they go to?
They would go to 111 West Las Vegas Street. And we have a big sign on a gate to the donation
you
area.
You can't miss it.
Yeah.
You can't miss it.
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much, Cindy, for coming on the City of CSU. I really appreciate it. And
we appreciate
you, Debbie.
I think
you've really enlightened people. Hopefully you have. And if you haven't been enlightened, folks, give me a call. I'll enlighten you. 719-641-1357. I'd love to answer any questions that I might be able to. If not, I will direct you to the Springs Rescue Mission, who's doing a fantastic job in this city. I appreciate you all. I really do.
Thank you, Debbie. We appreciate you. Thanks for having us on today.
Thank you. If you're thinking about purchasing a home or if you're thinking about selling your home, don't forget to give us a call at 719-641-1357. Mia Bella Properties, where we're making your real estate experience more affordable. Hey, a big thank you to our sponsors, American Liberty Mortgage, and Ryan Herbig is our go-to for all of our home buyers, investors, and those that need to refinance. Ryan is your source for your financing questions. Give Ryan a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. And don't forget to get your roof inspected. You might have roofing issues and you don't know it. Now is a perfect time to find out the condition of your roof before the next hailstorms come this spring. If you have damage and you don't know it, these winter months just might kill your roof. Give Drury Brothers Roofing a call at 719-591-4994. That's 719-591-4994. If you're a business owner, if you'd like to sponsor the City of CSU, please give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz, at 719-641-1357. Or if you have a local business and you just want a little bit of exposure, you might be interested in our preferred provider list. What this is a list that I have vetted and I personally recommend you. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. Hey, thanks so much for tuning into the City of CS show today. I really appreciate it. And I hope that you will consider any of our nonprofits that we have on our show. Thank you again. Remember, it's never too late to become the person you're meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.